Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Celebrating 40 years of radio. That's right, four decades this month. Straight up, who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion. It means at one point in time I could fight, and I'm an award-winning writer. So it means at one point in time I could write. Maybe I can still write. But the bottom line is I'm an award-winning boxing writer, four-time Golden Glove champion. But guess what? I'm not buying the pay-per-views. I'm not. I'm going over people's houses. I'm watching it through binoculars or, I'm doing everything I can not to pay for pay-per-views. But evidently, Canelo did like almost a million homes on pay-per-view, something like 700,000 homes when he fought a 25-1 underdog. Think about that. People used to roast Don King for his pay-per-view cards. He never, ever put a 25-1 fight in the main event. I mean, not a pay-per-view. Remember Tyson and Douglas over there in Japan? That wasn't pay-per-view. That was HBO. So what I'm trying to tell you is this was a bit of a I thought it was a bit of a mark. You had to be a mark to buy that. The entire card was terrible. I mean, Danny Garcia, oh my God, that was excruciating to watch him and Arizona Lara. I mean, come on, man, that was really bad. And then watching Danny twitch at the end, was he going through some neurological damage or something like that? Was he breaking down there in the ring psychologically, physically, neurologically? Which one was it? But the bottom line is that card was a nightmare. And they charge you $89 or something like that. Wink, wink, if you bought that. So if you bought it, let me know. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, last night, boxing's future as far as Puerto Rico was concerned. Xander Zayas, of course, the junior middleweight sensation, moved to 20-0 with a pretty workmanlike 10-round decision over Damian Sosa. Sosa came to fight, but he didn't come to win. And the bottom line is he was overmatched, okay? He was just overmatching. But the fight that really, really got to me was Shushu Carrington. Of course, and Shushu Carrington is a fighter from New York, and he's tight with, guess who? Boxing's PAC Socrates Palmer. Guess who's up next? Boxing's PAC Socrates Palmer. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it, 12 minutes past the hour. This is the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, in case you're tuning in later on a delayed basis or something like that. But the bottom line is, we were the original podcast. Back in 1992, Tom Starr came to me. He was the head of the Talk America Radio Network. He says, listen, we're going on the internet. And I said, say what? He goes, they didn't call it the internet. They called it the World Wide Web. Okay? So we went on the World Wide Web, and some lady called us from, like, I don't know, Turkey or something like that, like 2 weeks in the show. I'm saying to myself, the internet was there. Anyway, we went to 160 countries eventually before the Talk America thing shut down. But the bottom line is, I can't believe it's been that long ago, 1992. But straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Last night, pretty good card there, of course, comes with some. I take that back. The card was terrible. Of course, the main event the idea of putting two women in the main event, I thought was a bit of a push. But the bottom line is, Mikaela Mayer and Sandy Ryan, they both delivered last night. I thought that Ryan won the fight, close decision, but Mikaela Mayer ended up getting a close decision. So that didn't go the way I thought it was. 95-95, 97-93, and 96-94. Of course, now Mikaela Mayer, 19-2, 5 KOs. Evidently, somebody from Mayer's camp threw red paint on Ryan as she was leaving for the fight. In other words, in her hotel lobby, somebody like semi-attacked her and threw red paint at her. Two guys wearing masks threw red paint at her. That sounds like Nancy Kerrigan. And remember my former guest on this show, Tanya Harding? Remember I put her on the spot? Hey, remember Tanya was trying to make it in boxing. Yeah, I'm gonna be world champion, all this kind of stuff. I said, tell us about you getting that, your boyfriend, hit that girl in the knee and take her out. Nancy Kerrigan was, and she, but the bottom line is, I'm not too big on women boxing, but this fight probably lived up to being a main event, no doubt about that. But it was a majority decision win for Mikaela Mayer, although I did not agree with the decision. Now, there was another fight on the card that I thought was a bit atrocious. I mean, as far as all overall results are concerned, of course, take that back. I won't say it was atrocious. I would just say that, the scores were, I just was like blown away by it, because I said to myself, this is supposed to be fair. I mean, boxing is supposed to be fair. When you see a guy come into somebody's hometown, he's got a couple of strikes against him, this and that, maybe one or two strikes, but you don't outright screw him on television last night. Last night, a guy by the name of Suleiman Sagawa, who came in at 17-4, only lost four decisions to top-ranked guys before in their hometowns, with one draw and six KOs. Take that back, he was stopped one time. But he had six KOs, so he's not a big puncher. But the southpaw last night, I thought he beat Shushu Carrington pretty easily. I thought it was like a 5-4-1 fight or maybe a 6-4 fight or something like that. Maybe given that, maybe not even giving him that even round. But at the end of the night, of course, judges thought it that Shushu Carrington, the hometown guy, won there in New York, 97-93, 97-93. Glenn Feldman, not a guy I always agree with, but he had it 95-95. I think I would have still screamed had it been a draw. Get this, the guy threw more punches, and he landed more punches than Shushu Carrington, and Shushu won the fight. And Shushu's not a puncher. Shushu got buzzed in one round. Get this, that whoever, that Kralin guy, whoever is on TV, he gave Shushu Carrington the second round. That was a round in which he obviously got buzzed. He was like, almost staggering around. So the bottom line is, I don't know what was going on last night, but obviously Suleiman Segarra deserves a rematch. Either that, or he just deserves a world ranking. I thought he did real well last night. And to outperform the other guy in his hometown and still get screwed is just not cool. Now, we go from that and talking about the Big Apple to the Big Apple itself, actually the Bronx, and bringing, of course, Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. And how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Pedro. How are you feeling?
I'm doing excellent, man. Let's talk to me about Shushu. A little disappointing, huh?
I thought he was a little underwhelming yesterday. He has been on a pretty torrid pace as of late. Prior to yesterday, he's a pretty exciting fighter. He fights in an aggressive style, and that wasn't the case yesterday. I was a little disappointed. Granted, you have to give credit to Suleiman Segarra, who really dictated the pace of last night. Shushu was doing a lot of pot-shotting. It looked like he was experimenting with some that shell roll defense, and it just wasn't working. There was never a rhythm. I can see why he got the benefit of the doubt. He's the prospect. He's the top rank, the house guy.
I'm shaking my head here because if I beat a guy that good in his hometown, I deserve that, man. That's that E. I outthrew him, I outlanded him, and I buzzed him. I mean, what more can I do? Do I have to assault his wife ringside to win the fight?
Well, you know this game better than anyone I know.
I'm whining, you know that.
Well, you're whining, but you know the deal. When you're the B fighter, when you're the guy that's coming in as the supporting cast, you have to do everything within your power to not let them screw
you. I'm jumping up and down. He did everything. He threw more punches and he landed more punches. He made the fight. What more could he done? What more could he have done?
Segarra was a tough guy. You know, I think it's a loss that his stock does not drop. I wish they would have spoke to him after the fight, but they just kind of, oh well.
Yeah.
Another, you know.
Yeah,
but I think that he will be back on TV. At this point, he is like a spoiler. You know, he's now 17-5. He's the guy that you test your prospects with. Unfortunately, he didn't get the right decision. A draw, I would have had no problem.
Bro, that second round in which he got buzzed, you know, the judges gave him that round.
I think they must have been buzzed. I thought Kriegel must have had something in his coffee.
Wait, maybe he was using Puff Daddy's baby oil.
Well,
don't shake your head in the other room there. Let me tell you about Puff Daddy's baby oil. He put drugs in it, ecstasy and some GH, some kind of stuff. I don't know what it is. I'm not into all that crazy stuff. But he put it in the body in the baby oil. So when you rubbed it on, it went in through your pores and it didn't test positive next day for drugs. Feel me?
I read that, and that's pretty heinous.
He's like a mad scientist. You know, him and Panama, he's like the Panama Lewis of hip-hop.
I never, ever thought I would ever hear those two in the same sentence, but you know what? I can see the parallel. That's pretty good.
Well, you know, here's what's up. Now, listen, there were guys that had, you know, had went to Puff Daddy's parties, and one of them, of course, was Devin Haney. And, you know, when you go to Puff Daddy's parties, if you leave before the freakout starts, you're okay. But Haney implied that he didn't leave before the freakout started. And when the freakout starts at Diddy parties, guess what? You're usually the dish. Because they drug you up with this baby oil and you don't realize what's going on. This is pretty sick. You're rubbing bad baby oil on yourself and the next day you can't remember what happened.
It's almost like the real life version of Hotel California, right? When you listen to the lyrics of that song, it's got a great beat, but you know, you could check in, but you can never leave.
Great. Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, blessing us with his knowledge here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now let's talk about Xander Zayas last night in the, which I thought was the main event, although the lady sure did show me up after that, but we'll get to that in a second. Xander Zayas, 10 workmanlike rounds, can't ask for more.
No, I thought that actually the first four or five rounds, he looked spectacular, as good as I've ever seen him. He looks strong. He looks like his body's filling into that weight class, throwing combinations, really fast hands. But, you know, somewhere around the seventh, eighth round, I'm like, he kind of took the gas off his foot off the gas. At that pace, I thought he was going to eventually stop Sosa. I know Sosa's never been stopped. He's a tough guy, kind of awkward. He tried to box with Xander, which I thought was a mistake from the get. You know, his style is more aggressive and kind of make it ugly, and he just got schooled for all 10 rounds. But I really expected Xander to get a knockout. I'm still waiting for that signature moment, you know, when we say, okay, this guy is ready for the world. I'm still not ready to buy all in on Xander.
I didn't know if Sosa was – I didn't think Sosa was ready to get ripped last night. I mean, the bottom line is he was fighting to go 10 rounds. Listen, guys are fighting to survive now. Did you ever hear of a guy named Edgar Berlanga?
As a matter of fact, he was sitting ringside.
I did see him last night. With the nerve he has to show – listen, I can't believe that people have been kissing his ass and praising him all week. What fantasy world do these people – I'll take that back. This is a world in which 40% of the world, 40% of the country thinks Donald Trump's a good guy. So, I mean, I guess I can't see differing opinions, but the bottom line is that's not – I'm not there.
Well, the bar was set so low for Berlanga that the fact that he went the 12 and showed heart – he did. He showed heart. He could have easily packed it in after he got dropped in the third round.
He could have stepped across the line, man. Here's what's up. You've trained guys, and I get all that, but when you're in the ring and you realize, especially if you're in there in a situation where you're overmatched or maybe the other guy's faster than you, in other words, you've got to make up for your inadequacies and things like that. The only way you can do that is by trying to impose your will. Now, here he was, 193 pounds for a 168-pound fight. He weighed 193, and he never tried to impose his will. He didn't try. He never stepped across that invisible line in the middle of the ring. So I'm Puerto Rican, and all the Puerto Ricans were saying, applaud him for this, applaud him for that. No. And back to this. I've never in my life ever heard of a pay-per-view main event being a 25-1 fight. Have you?
Yeah, you know, that's what it is now. I mean,
25-1 fights? When was the last time you seen a close to a 25-1 fight in a pay-per-view main event?
You got me.
I thought about it last night. Don King, when Don King put that crap on pay-per-view sometimes, okay? It was a lot better than this.
Well, I'm thinking like most of Chavez's fight, Chavez and Greg Haugen was pay-per-view, and I don't think anyone gave Greg, you know, a shot in hell. So, you know, that's probably for some reason that stood out to me. But you're right. It was, like I said, the bar was set so low. People didn't even think that Berlanga deserved to be a top 15, top 20 in his weight class. I think he showed that he's a little bit better than what people thought. Now, granted, it's probably an indication that Canelo is not the same Canelo of a couple of years ago.
Did you see the fat guy that showed up at the weigh-in?
He's starting to look his age. He's starting to look like a guy that's been a pro for 16 years.
No, I was thinking he looked like a guy that owned a taco truck, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside. I'm serious, man. That's how he looked like. Thick. Thick. That's a good way to put it. And then Berlanga outweighs him by like 193 pounds, and he can't impose his will, or he doesn't try. Shame on you. Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Do you need to sell your home? If you sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
All right, we went over the rules in the dressing room. I want Haney to win. I want a clean fight. Y'all touch gloves. Let's go.
Ryan, I know you can't fight, boy. I saw all that crazy stuff you was posting on Instagram. Ow! Bro, hey, bro, help, help,
help.
Got your back.
Save me.
Hey, Ryan, get off my guy. I ain't going out like this. Oh, okay, let's go. Headshot challenge. Go to sleep.
Yeah, how you like that?
Back up before I disqualify your ass.
Whoa, hey, bro.
Man, it's a bug.
Oh.
Hey, get up now. Five.
Hey, man, you
six,
ain't count right.
Seven.
Hey, it's been 10 seconds.
Eight. Yeah, you wait. All right, man, get your composure, okay? I'm gonna give you a few seconds. Rub it. All right. Man, back up before I swing on you.
Ref, come on.
All right, get him, Haney. Right back, Haney. Hey, man, get off me. No diddy.
Oh!
Throw the damn towel.
Oh! Yeah.
It's time. I should swing on you, beating on my dude like that. Get your ass in your corner.
Guess who's in the news? Devin Haney. He is now suing Ryan Garcia for assault and battery and fraud or something like that. Why can't this guy just go away? Doesn't he realize he's the most unpopular fighter of the rap? Maybe the past 15 or 20 years. I kid you not. You know, this fight he had with Lomachenko that was considered very controversial. In fact, a lot of people thought that Vasyl Lomachenko won that fight. Most people did. In fact, the overwhelming majority did, except for the judges and, of course, Devin Haney. Devin Haney said he hadn't watched that fight for a couple of years because of the all the press he was hearing about, the negative vibes and this and that. But after watching the fight, he says it's his most favorite fight of all time, his best effort of all time. This guy is delusional, and now he's suing Ryan Garcia for that fight they had April 20th at the Barclays Center. Now, of course, a man that wasn't at the Barclays Center, but he knows New York, is, of course, Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. And Sock, where do you stand on this legal case here? Devin Haney, what is he, nuts?
Yeah, I think it's just a bad look for him. This isn't a case that, like Antonio Margarito or the aforementioned Panama Lewis, like, it's just a bad look, you know. Ryan Garcia has dug his own grave in terms of people
not like
having
him.
Sympathy for him. Yeah. You know, but I think even the most hardened fight fan, even, and you speak to other fighters, and I have, I don't think anyone feels that whatever PED was in Ryan Garcia's system played any part in Devin Haney getting beat the way he did. Mm-hmm. I think it was just a style matchup. I think it's just mechanical mistakes.
Chin. You can, chin, the mechanical speed, was the mechanical mistake throwing that slingshot jab?
That slingshot jab, and like you said, the chin. You know, and the familiarity factor.
Yeah.
Ryan Garcia has zero fear of Devin Haney, and vice versa, because Devin wanted to show the bravado that he, you know, that now that they're grown ups.
Well, no, because he thought Ryan was a nutcase and he was on drug. He thought Ryan was like high. So he said to me, he went in there thinking Ryan. I mean, that's why he took the million and a half, the whole 9 yards. I said, more power to me.
Absolutely. Like he, you know, it was just so weird, you know, like they thought Ryan was playing crazy. He was crazy like a fox, you know, that he was drinking all night. He shows up to weigh in, sipping a beer. And, you know, the way Ryan looked in his other fights it wasn't spectacular. And it was just overconfidence. It was overconfidence, bad strategy. And it was just the perfect storm. Now, with all said and done, the great performance with Ryan Garcia is the last thing people are talking about. You know, it's all the other nonsense afterwards. And eventually, I think they do get in the ring, and it's going to be an even bigger fight because of all the shenanigans around it. But it's a bad look for Devin Haney. You know, it's like just not the manliest thing to do.
But here's what's up. How, you know, his manliness is questionable because of the fact that he had the contacts with Diddy. I'm sorry. I'm just being frank with you. I mean, think about this for a second. I mean, anybody that Usher got abused. Justin Bieber got abused. Meek Mill got abused. What makes Devin Haney any different if he stayed late night at those parties?
Was it abused or was it consensual?
No, that's, you know what I'm saying. I know it's consensual, but I'm trying to, you know what I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to use the fornification word here.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's something that Devin's going to have to, you know, respond to at some point. I'm pretty sure the next time he gets in the ring, you know, someone's going to throw that in his face. Look, it's...
Wait till the Devin films come out. That's all I've got to say is wait till the films come out.
Yeah, well, that is...
He filmed more people than Epstein.
And from other stuff that I've read, he basically was schooled on that by his mentors, Clive Davis.
Oh, yeah.
Quincy Jones. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a Pandora's box that I don't know if they want to open up because it's going to just be earth-shattering.
I think it's open now. I think they can't close it.
Yeah, it's a lot of nastiness is coming out, and it's good. You know, it seems like every other year we have like a trial of the century. So let's hope that Diddy makes it to trial and it doesn't, you know, Epstein himself.
Okay, got a couple questions here before I let you go. Dana White did $21 million the other night for his card that he did at the Spear with Sean O'Malley in the main event, losing the Bantamweight Championship. But Canelo did $17 million across town. Dana White's kicking boxing. I mean, if that's boxing's number one guy, Dana White just TKO'd you.
Yeah, I guess it's, you know, it's a lot of factors. A lot of people thought this fight was a joke, you know, Edgar Berlanga being on the other card, on the other side of the ring. Now, if it's a different opponent, i.e. a Benavidez.
Never, you know, happening.
Right, but I'm just saying, you need the dance partner, especially nowadays when there's so much availability for people's attention. I mean, there were boxers, you know, at the Sphere, you know, Bud Crawford chose to go to that instead. And other people. We live in a world that, okay, fine, I missed a fight. I'll just watch it later on because it'll be on the internet, you know, in the next half hour.
Good point.
So there's a lot of factors.
Okay. You brought up Greg Hogan a little bit earlier. Did I tell you that Manny Stewart bet $625,000 against him when he fought Jimmy Paul?
Really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Emmanuel bet $625,000 on Jimmy Paul. Jimmy Paul was about a 2.5 or a 3-1 favorite. And, of course, you know, Greg Hogan upset the apple cart.
He did. Wow. Greg is an underrated fighter. He fought everybody. You look at his box rec. I mean,
he's a mean little guy. I mean, I like him. He's a great father and a great father and a great husband. But I mean, he's a mean guy. I mean, he's not a guy you want to. I watched him in the gym. He wasn't a guy. You put it this way, he would throw an elbow on occasion. I didn't throw elbows, but he threw them on occasion.
That mean streak. I mean, look at his resume. I mean, he had that classic rivalry with Pazienza, Pernell Whitaker. You know, Chavez, Camacho, he ducked nobody.
You know, I asked him when I saw the fights in Atlantic City with Pazienza, and I remember asking him about a year ago, hey, would you consider doing a show with you and Vinny? And he went ballistic. I mean, he went he was like spitting through the phone. So you don't bring Vinny up with him at all.
Wow, after all these years, there's still animosity.
Oh, not animosity, death. No, I mean, it's like, there's no doubt about that. Let's talk real quick. Take it back. Let's talk after the break, and then I'll let you go. All right? You have a problem with that?
Not at all, brother.
Straight up. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide. We'll keep boxing's PhD Socrates Palmer for a couple more minutes after the break. This is Ring Talk Live worldwide.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I think that the Affordable Care Act, you know, as long as it wasn't a name of the Obamacare, it would pass. They made the test already. But the fact of the matter is, at the essence of it all, is people need health care.
The wire-haired wonder, Don King, evidently not in the greatest of health, the age of 92, of course, talking about health care there. At one point in time, one of his employees, his vice president, Dana Jameson, got some rare form of cancer, and Don King spent $1.5 million of his own money to get her well. I kid you, and she's still rocking and rolling about 10 or 15 years later. So straight up, he's got some evilness to him, but he's got some kindness to him as well. Believe it or not, there's a, I don't know, how would you split the Don King kindness and evil thing? Sock, how would you, 50-50, 60-40, 70-30, 90-10, how would you go?
I mean, I've never really been around them other than high and by. So, yeah. But there's a lot of polarizing people like that. Like, I would hear the same thing, like, not the same thing, but like George Steinbrenner. I knew people that worked for him and they loved him. And, but then, you know, you hear that other side of George. So, I don't know. It's weird. You know, I'd probably have to go 70-30.
Okay.
Because, you know, at the end of the day, Don may, you know, look. It's no one else's responsibility to teach you how to protect your own money. And a lot of guys, yeah, got screwed by Don, but he also made a lot of guys a lot of money. Let's not forget that, you know.
Classic, so. Classic was James Page. I saw him a couple of weeks ago at a fight here, former WBA welterweight champion in from Concord, California. And he was offered $1.2 million to fight Felix Trinidad in a title fight at 154, even though he was the 147-pound champion. So he would not be losing his title, and he can go back to 147. So they offered him $1.2 million. But out of the $1.2 million, after Carl King and Don got their cut, he was only going to get about $650,000. And I told his mother, that's still about $500,000 more than you can make anywhere else. Take it. You don't risk anything. You get to, if you do well, you might beat him. You become a superstar. But if you don't, you get to go back at 147 and still make money. Mom said no. Mom took a fight with what was
Six
the guy?
Heads.
Six Heads Lewis. That's right. Six Heads Lewis, yeah. For $100,000, and he got knocked out. So having moms as managers, not the smartest thing in the world, no doubt about that.
That, yeah. I mean, it's risk reward. I mean, you fight, you know, one of the elite fighters of the era, and there's no shame in losing to him. You know, so I don't get that. And you know, you go out and lose to a guy that of lesser caliber, but I guess it just wasn't in the cards for Mr. Page. Page was a funny cat.
No, you know, yeah, that's good. Here's what's up. He he was a bit flaky, and I wish him the very best. I hope that he's doing well. He appeared to be doing well, and I saw his mother as well at the fight card a fortnight ago in Oakland, California. Now, before I let you go, I want to ask you about this fight they had last night. Of course, I'm not down with the main event being Sandy Ryan versus Mikel Meyer, but guess what? It turned out to be the best fight of the card. Don't you agree?
Yeah, the ladies really showed out. It had a lot of elements that television loves. There is personal beef there, the whole controversy with the trainer, and then, of course, what happened before the fight, like you mentioned, Ryan gets hit with some red paint.
Doesn't that sound like Nancy Kerrigan's stuff to you?
It did, but I really don't want to put that on Mayer, because I always felt that she's like a class
actor. Wait. All right, but so who the hell else would do it then? Daniel?
New York is a crazy place right now, Paige. Okay. It almost looked like, you ever seen like those PETA protesters when they throw the the red paint on like on the celebrity wearing a fur coat. It was something like that. But yeah, that was just so bizarre. And I can understand obviously how it could fluster someone, but in the ring she didn't show it. You know, so I thought it was a little weak. Her excuse afterwards, you know, because I mean, once she was doing her thing, and
so who did you think? Who did you think won the fight then after 10 rounds, 10 2-minute rounds?
I think Mayer did enough for me to win the round to win the fight.
Well, then if you feel that way, I'm going to go along with you.
Yeah, and you know what? And I think it's about time. I mean, Mayer has kind of gotten the short end of the stick on her two losses. You could, if you watch those fights again, you could say she's undefeated. You
know, I don't want to watch chicks. I don't. I mean, last night was the exception to the rule, my brother. For the most part, listen, if you're a methamphetamine addict or you're a crack addict, you haven't slept in like a month, watch a women's fight. That'll put you to sleep.
Ouch. Yeah.
Come on, they're fighting with gloves. They're way too big. They don't have the leverage. They can't put the power on the shots. I will give those chicks credit last night. They did land good 1-2s.
And you're absolutely right. And that's why I'm totally against them fighting 3-minute rounds, which is just unnecessary.
Okay.
It'd be even more torture. You know, they did a great job. I thought the announcers were a little overselling, comparing it to like Morales and Barrera. I don't think it was at that level, but it was a great fight, and hopefully they get to do it again.
Okay,
you know, listen, I think it deserves a rematch.
Listen, I've kept you overtime now. I know your wife's probably looking at you with a pistol, saying, "Get off the phone." But the bottom line is, I've kept you for a couple of minutes. I thank you so much for your time. Go to the family. Have a great week, my brother.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate the time as always.
You are tuned in. Boxing's PhD, the one and the only, appearing exclusively on Ring Talk Live Worldwide in the Saturday edition, Socrates Palmer. Of course, he comes to you from the Bronx. We call him the Bronx Bomber. Now, let's take a look at some of the history. September 26, 1981, I was in Las Vegas. So was CBS Television. Roberto Duran's second comeback fight after the No Mas thing. Of course, Roberto saying No Mas with... I didn't say No Mas. He just basically said no more. He didn't want to fight no more against Ray Leonard, November 25th, 1980. Of course, that was in New Orleans in the 8th round. But the bottom line is he came back in his second fight, and he fought this tough Italian dude at 154, Luigi Mancillo, just a big, tough guy. Not a really good offensive fighter, but he was a big, tough brute, and he took 10 rounds of punishment. Tim Ryan and Gil Clancy were ringside. Of course, Gil Clancy calling this fight for CBS. Now, Gil Clancy and me, we never clicked. I click more with his partner, his managerial partner, Howie Albert. I mean, in the old days, Gil Clancy used to train the fighters, and Howie was a manager. But I clicked with his manager. I didn't click with him because he had something wrong with one of his eyes. One of his eyes didn't look straight. Maybe it was a glass eye. I don't know what it was. But the bottom line is, Clancy and me just didn't mix. There's no doubt about that. But I tell you what, this is what ticked me off about Clancy. Clancy got to a guy that was named Sal Colucci. Sal Colucci was managing Eddie Croft. Eddie Croft was an undefeated lad out of San Mateo, California, and he was good, 122 pounds, WBC regional champion, this and that. So he's fighting at 122, and he's ranked number 2 in the WBC at 122. So Gil Clancy calls Sal Colucci, protege, okay? Because, you know, I mean, Colucci looked at Gil Clancy as some type of great boxing mentor from New York, the whole nine yards. Okay, bottom line is, you know, Clancy convinced him into taking a fight at 126 pounds for the IBF title. That's a different sanctioning body than the WBC. But he got him to take a fight for the IBF 126-pound title against Tom Johnson. So not only was he moving up in weight, he was leaving the WBC rankings, because once you fight for somebody else's title, they pull you from the rankings, okay? So here he was, number two guy WBC, against a 38-year-old champion named Daniel Zaragoza. I kid you not. So the Sal Colucci and Gil Clancy move, I think today they helped ruin the career of Eddie Croft, in my opinion, because Croft fought Tom Johnson. He had an eye injury going in, but the bottom line is he was outside. Size means everything. You know, size is especially important in combat sports and pornography. Now, let's go to the UFC. I talked about the fact that UFC and Dana White outdrew Canelo and those guys the other night, 21 million to 17 million. Of course, that was the live gate. So live gate at the Spear was 21 million. Live gate at the MGM Grand was 17 million. Of course, I'm talking about Verlanga and Canelo. And of course, a very weak undercard, no doubt about that. But when you look at the fact that, you know, Terrence Crawford decided he was going to go over to the UFC card. And who did they say Crawford was? That rapper, what was his name? Kendrick Lamar. When they put a picture of they showed Terrence Crawford in the crowd, they put rapper Kendrick Lamar underneath. They didn't put Terrence Crawford. So I guess they got their brothers mistaken. I'll just put it to you like that. Anyway, in the main event, this guy hustles. I'm telling you, he's a hustler. He's not a pretty guy. Not a pretty guy, is he? No. Even Daniel says this guy's not a pretty guy. Mirab Duranco. He's 21. He said he had 22 fights, 18 wins, lost 3 times, and has a draw. But he beat the favorite. I mean, the hands down favorite, Sean O'Malley, was like a 3.5-1 favorite going into this fight. I don't know why he was that much of a favorite, but the bottom line is O'Malley got beaten. The scores were 49-46, 48-47, 48-47. I thought O'Malley might have won one round. Might have won one round, but you give him one round, that's a 49-46 fight. Not the way these judges had it. In other words, judges were trying to go the other way. Valentina Shevchenko and Alexa Grasso went for the third time at a 125 pounds women's fight. Of course, Grasso, the champion, losing a decision in 5 rounds. 50-45, 50-45, and 50-45, 5 rounds of zip, unanimous nod across the board, of course, to Alexis Grasso losing her championship to Valentina Shevchenko. As far as the rest of the card's concerned, I could care less. Straight up, boxing tonight, of course, September 28th, the Zone's got something going with Ron Dixon and Terry Harper for the WBO female lightweight title. Of course, I don't knock women fighters. I don't. I mean, they always try to deliver. There's no doubt about it. They try to give 1,000% because they realize their one performance could turn somebody off on the sport, and they don't want to turn people off on women's boxing. They want to promote women's boxing, this and that. But they're fighting at a handicap for the most part because, in fact, they fight with big gloves. They fight with bigger gloves, and they fight those 3-minute rounds. And, the big gloves, you can't get leverage. That's why last night, I mean, even though those chicks were landing good shots, they weren't hitting anybody. They weren't knocking anybody out. I mean, the gloves just looked kind of weak last night as far as the girls were concerned. So if you put, like, maybe 6-ounce gloves on the girls, took 2 ounces off, put 6-ounce gloves on the girls instead of 8-ounce gloves, I think you do well. In fact, some of the girls weighing over 135 pounds have to wear 10-ounce gloves. So think about that. 10-ounce gloves in women's boxing over 135 pounds, just like the men. They try to treat... Listen, this idea of men and women being equal in boxing and combat sports, it ain't happening. It's just not happening. I mean, even check out Fallon Fox. Remember that guy that turned into a girl? He had a sex change operation, thought he was an MMA guy, beat a couple of girls, and he got his ass whooped. That was good for him, good comeuppance. But I'm telling you, for the most part, if you're a guy and you're trans changing to a girl, you're successful as a fighter. If you're a girl changing over to a guy, you're probably not going to be successful as a fighter. Now, before I go to the break, let's go to some of this history here that my man, Frank, 1961, said in here, of course, Gil Clancy. Yeah, I guess you're a big Gil Clancy fan. I'm not so much. Anyway, bottom line is Jerry Garcia stopped September 23rd. Of course, Michael Dux, that was back in the day, of course, stocked him in 10 rounds. Michael Dux would have never been champion without Joey Curtis, the referee. Of course, Joey Curtis was the referee when Michael Dux stopped Michael Weaver in the first round in that fight in Las Vegas, of course, and then Curtis took a picture with Don King and Michael Dux afterwards. It smelled of a fix. It reeked of a fix. It was a fix in my mind. I mean, there was just no doubt in my mind that was an absolute fix. I think that Joey Curtis was one of the most crooked referees in the history of the game. Of course, he was a Las Vegas construction guy, mob guy. I'm not saying that, maybe, but he was a Las Vegas construction guy, and he screwed me out of some advertising money. At the end of the day, he was a piece of work, no doubt about that. Let's check it. Let's go to an early break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The Saturday edition. Of course, we come to you Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. The same channels, and of course, for 2 hours. I expect the Godfather, the retired HBO Godfather, Larry Merchant, to spend some time with me tomorrow. Now, according to Frank, 1961, September 26, 1986. Wow, I remember this, and it was an upset, no doubt about that. But Edwin Rosario knocked out Livingstone Bramble in the second round. Of course, Rosario would die December 3rd, 1997. Of course, he was a heroin addict. I mean, he got into heroin. What can I say? Once you get into heroin, you're on your own. But the bottom line is he got into heroin addict. He became a heroin addict, and I think he died of an overdose. But Rosario was a guy that went into Sacramento, California, fought Loretto Garza. Loretto Garza was a guy that was supposed to fight me in the Golden Gloves, and then he turned pro, so we never fought. But the bottom line is, I always thought I could beat him. And Loretto was 28-1-1, and he fought Rosario at the Arco Arena in Sacramento, California. It was in 1991, and he knocked him out like the third round. I kid you not. But I was saying to myself, man, this is the guy I could have beat. This is the guy I could have beat. But anyway, I didn't beat him. I couldn't beat Rosario, no doubt about that. Rosario, of course, finished at 47-6 with 40 KOs, but he was knocked out five times. But he did die of a heroin overdose. A lot of those guys died. You know, Escalera, I think he died. Esteban De Jesus died of AIDS over there. So, you know, Puerto Rico's had some misfortune with their champions. Of course, Wilfredo Gomez is in bad shape right now. Wilfredo Benitez is in bad shape. I mean, both these guys are, like, in wheelchairs. I kid you not. And I asked you, was it worth it? I mean, of course, Wilfred Benitez, a world champion at 17 years old. His father, Gregorio Benitez, and you remember Dennis Rappaport, boxing's premier manager from Jerry Cooney on, he talked a couple of weeks ago about how the father just abused. The father was a habitual gambler. Every cent that Wilfred Benitez made, his father spent. I kid you not. So he died. I mean, he's basically dead. I mean, Wilfred Benitez may be alive. He may be in a wheelchair, but he can't function. He can't feed himself. I don't know if he can even swallow. I kid you not. But the bottom line is, this is the residual effects of professional boxing. And people laugh at me. That's why I say to myself, I say to you, you know, I saw some films the other day on YouTube and Facebook of kids sparring at the age of 12 and 13 years old. I'm not down with that. If you want to go to the body and hit them below the shoulders, on the shoulders and down, I'm down with that. Let them get ripped in the middle and this kind of stuff, okay? But I'm not talking about guys taking headshots or little girls taking headshots. In the films I was watching, it was two little girls sparring. I just thought that was counterproductive to growing old and being healthy. Can I say it any clearer? I can't. Straight up, you've been tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Not a big weekend of boxing, but I do want to give Xander Zayas, you know, his props for a 10-round win over Damian Sosa. Of course, Shushu Carrington not looking too good last night against Suleiman Sakaya. Sakaya, I thought, won, but guys are going to say it was worth a draw. The fans at
BoxRec.com thought it was a draw 95-95, so I would have went with a 95-95 Glenn Feldman score. But the bottom line is, I didn't think he lost that fight. So more power to him. Hopefully he can come back in the rematch, get a rematch, and or get another fight worth some money. Now, upcoming fights, October 12th, of course, the Battle of the Light Heavyweights over there in Saudi Arabia. Artur Bitaev, 20 and zip, 20 knockouts, taking on Dmitry Bivol. Bivol is like 23-0 or 22-0 with 11 or 12 knockouts. Of course, he has a 12-round decision over Canelo Alvarez. But the bottom line is, Bivol is a almost 2-1 betting favorite now. It didn't start out that way. The fight started off even, but it's moved towards Bivol. I think people think that Bivol is going to be able to outbox the 39-year-old or 49-year-old Artur Bitaev. This has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcasting. I want to thank my producer, the great Daniel Ogden. Until next time, peace, love, and a ton of respect. Don't forget, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on Sports Byline.